time for our Headwaters Builders Association radio program here for the month of February, and we're brought to you this morning by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. That website is carpetcityonline.net, by Crossbridge Community Bank. Their website, crossbridge.bank. Custer Design Building Contractors, that website is custerdesign.com. And we're brought to you by Eagle River Cabinets, Highway 70 West in Eagle River and in Rhinelander on Stevens Street. Building relationships, one cabinet at a time, and online at eagleriverCabinets.com. Emma Siles is my guest from Eagle River Cabinets this morning. Good morning, Emma.
Good morning.
It's good to talk to you again. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, Emma, tell us a little bit, generally speaking, about Eagle River Cabinets. I still have your old jingle in my head almost every time I see the words on writing. I think Eagle River Cabinets, building relationships one cabinet at a time.
Yeah, so we're cabinets and countertops. We help assist with remodels, additions, new builds. We have multiple cabinet lines to work within, so we can adjust to any budget. We have multiple countertop solutions, laminate, quartz, granite, cultured marble for the bathrooms. We also have some shower surround systems, wet wall, for easy installation for do-it-yourself projects.
So that answers part of my next question. Emma, do you prefer to work with contractors or do you work with do-it-yourselfers all the time too? I'm thinking a little bit of both.
We do quite a bit with local contractors and the do-it-yourselfers, so we just adjust to every level out there as needed to assist with their projects and their needs and make sure that everyone understands exactly how things need to go in and make sure their project is exactly what they're expecting.
I've got some questions right off the top of my head because my wife and I have a kitchen project coming up in the next couple of years, and we're starting to put together ideas and such like that. So between looking at stuff online and watching all the shows on HGTV, there's no shortage of inspiration out there these days for people that have a project in mind. Do you like working with people that already come to you with all these ideas? They've got a little knowledge. They know exactly or they kind of have a good idea what they're looking for. They just need some details and be pointed in the right direction. So a good educated customer is probably a good one at Eagle River Cabinets.
It is nice with customers that do have some knowledge. That way they're not surprised by any terminology or how the process works.
Okay. And so with that in mind, I want to ask you a couple of specific questions about styles and trends and things like that. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, trend-wise, let's go to the kitchen here first of all, talking cabinets and countertops. What is in right now? How are you directing people as to if they want to keep their house trendy and attractive for resale somewhere down the road? What's in style right now, Emma?
Yeah, coming off of 2025, going into this year, we're definitely seeing more wood tone, warmer wood tones that are light and bright, kind of giving those warm feels. We're getting away from the grays and the whites. And then countertops, keeping it light with some veining in it, but nothing like over dramatic. Just everything kind of more of a calm feeling.
I'll be honest with you, Emma, I've always wondered about white kitchens. Let's face it, a lot gets done in that kitchen. It's usually the busiest room in the house, and so whether you got kids or you're just doing a lot of cooking in there, messes happen all the time, so why are people putting so much white in their kitchens? I guess we're starting to go away from that now, huh?
Yeah, people are starting to go away from that. It's, I think, just a cleansiness. They can see that it needs to be cleaned, and they don't have to wonder if it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes hiding the dirt is an okay thing because we have other things to do.
Yeah, painted cabinets are definitely going to be more of an upkeep than a stained cabinet.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with that in mind, with cabinets, one of the things I've been seeing some pictures, not as many cabinets, going with more of an open shelving look. And I'm seeing that there's a lot of glass fronts on cabinets. Is that a new trend or is that something that's been around for a long time and now we're just seeing a little bit more of it now? How do you feel about that type of look?
I think that's something that's been around for quite some time. Don't do it as often as I used to, but it's starting to make a comeback. I see it a lot in the extra rooms, like the breakfast bars or the entertainment areas that people are adding to their homes that they didn't originally have.
Okay, but the bottom line is when it comes to trends, the best trend is what you personally like yourself, right?
Yes, best for what you're envisioning for your home, because trends change. So no matter what, with resale value, just updating the kitchen is the best thing to go with, regardless what you put in there in terms of finishes or materials.
When your designers are working with a blueprint, a design that's been put together by a professional, I would assume that's pretty easy for Eagle River Cabinets to fill that order. They look at the blueprints. A lot of thought has gone into the design. They usually already know exactly what they're going to get, so it's just a matter of filling an order. But for people that don't have that blueprint, they have an idea in their mind. Emma, I think this is going to be one of the hardest things and one of the hardest decisions that people have to make. How is it going to look when it's all done? So what do you do at Eagle River Cabinets to make sure that people have the way it's going to look in the end already in mind before the project even starts?
Yeah, so we use a program called 2020 Design, where we can take from our catalogs from the cabinet manufacturers that we carry, and we can lay out how the cabinets are going to look and give them a 3D rendering and kind of show them how it's getting put together, and then they can walk themselves through the design to know if they want, like, that specific cabinet to have drawers or rollout trays, or how it's going to function for them personally.
Yeah, so what are some of the new things? You just mentioned pull-out, roll-out kind of shelves. What are some of the other new features that you're seeing in cabinetry nowadays?
We're seeing a lot of cookware organizers, pull-outs for cookie sheet storage, utensil storage. There's a lot of different accessories that we have the ability to put in cabinets, trash can storage. That way it's out of the way and out of sight.
And you know what? A lot of people don't even know some of this. They don't even know what they want. They just know that they need to do something in there. So if somebody just has a blank slate and they said, you know what, here's our square footage. What can you do for me and put me in a new kitchen at my house?
Yeah, visiting both of our showrooms, we have a lot of kitchen displays that feature all of these accessories to help you get an idea. Some of them are, you know, just generic layouts to start so you can see how things are put together as well, different finishes and everything that can go inside of cabinets, and then different sizes.
You know, one thing that I found with doing some home renovation projects, sometimes you think you have the end in mind and then things get going and then you want to maybe go in a little bit different direction because it's not going exactly the way you thought. How do you prevent any surprises during the middle of the process? I would assume that getting this layout done, and if people don't like the layout that they look, it's just a matter punching a few keys on the computer keyboard and rearranging things. It's pretty much that easy, isn't it?
It is, with laying it out and then just being upfront and, you know, trying to lay it out in the space itself so that the customer has a full understanding of what they're purchasing and that it matches their vision. That's the biggest thing, is just making sure that we're listening to them and giving them a product that meets their needs.
Back in the day, back in the older days when our parents, our grandparents were raising families and such in the houses that they had, the word ergonomic probably never was in most people's vocabularies back then. You had the stove, the refrigerator, maybe a dishwasher and a sink, and it didn't really matter where that all went as long as it was all in there. How much does ergonomics come into play today when you're laying out a new kitchen or bathroom?
I'm not really sure.
I mean, just having things. Is there a way that, especially if you like to cook, you're going to want to have all your tools close by. So you want to have things laid out so all the storage for all those tools are right there, so you don't have to walk into another part of the room to get at your tools. That's what I'm going for.
We're seeing a lot of the more professional ranges and the bigger appliances being used in kitchens nowadays. So ensuring that you have the appliances and the layout, your working triangle, and how you use your kitchen, understanding the type of storage that you need is definitely important.
Yeah, that's got to be on people's minds nowadays.
If you're a big cooker, if you're a big baker, if you're just somebody that uses your kitchen because you have to once a day, it's just important to know and understand how you're using that space.
So I bet that makes your job a whole lot easier if you know exactly what your customers want to get out of the end product, if they know that first going in. That way it takes all the guesswork out of the middle part, I guess.
Yeah, having a consultation and just meeting with the clients and having the discussion of how they use their space and their expectations, walking them through our displays to showcase the things that we have to offer really helps. Get the conversation going, gets the customer thinking. I always recommend my customers to go to Pinterest or go, you know, walking through our showroom to get those ideas, and then looking at the home, if it's a remodel, how you're currently using the space or how you want to improve it, like what is not working for you now and what is bringing you to want an upgrade.
And it's, well, the spring sport and home show season is coming up, and a lot of people start to have home renovation projects in mind. How is Eagle River Cabinets gearing up for this new season?
We are staying very busy, but we're definitely on top of making sure that we're making time for all of our customers and contractors getting bids out.
The earlier the better, though, right?
Yes. It's definitely, if you're looking for something to start with the spring breaking ground, it's good to start coming in and talking about your projects so that we can get budgets established with builders. That way there's no surprises on the numbers when they come back. If you're looking for like more of a fall winter project, I would say the beginning of the summer is probably a good time to start talking about it. That way you can secure that contractor or carpenter to come in and do the work in the fall, because most of the time they're going to be booking well into the fall or already be booked up before you get to that time.
Yeah, during the summertime, they're trying to line up work for indoors during the wintertime the following season, so we got to get ahead of the guys. And I don't know if you're seeing it, but I'm definitely seeing it. The guys that are really, really good at what they do, they're farthest booked out because they're very much in demand, so the earlier the better, right?
It is. We have a lot of contractors that we partner with that are already booked out all the way through 2027.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah, time to really get on this and take it serious. Emma Siles from Eagle River Cabinets, my guest here this morning on the Headwaters Builders Association program. Want to spend a couple of minutes here at the end specifically about countertops, Emma, because I consider myself a pretty smart guy, but when it comes to all the different countertop options, I get so confused. Natural stone, manufactured stone, marble, corian, all the different choices. What is the best way to break down countertops if we're just thinking we know what's out there, but how do we decide what's best for us?
I would think doing self-research, searching quartz and learning more about the product itself and searching granite and learning more about that product. There's upkeep and there's different pros and cons to each type of product out there. Also budgetary reasons for why people go one way or the other. We can certainly assist by picking out a few different color options, material options, and providing numbers based on your layout. That way we can help establish your budget. We can help educate you and let you know about each product here in the showroom. We have examples on display so we can show differences.
So if I was to come to you and say, Emma, we're redesigning our kitchen. I like to cook, and I don't like to always look for a cutting board. I want to be able to cut right on my countertops without having damage to them, and I want to get the job done quick and fast. How would you direct me to go?
Well, unfortunately, with stone countertops, it's going to dull your knife if you cut right onto the countertop. You don't want to do that. You're going to need a cutting board regardless.
I got a sharpener.
If you want a cutting surface, maybe doing a section in butcher block that's usable, that you can oil and then clean it and sanitize it over and over.
Really? Now, I had no idea that that was even an option. Have you done that before?
I've done sections of countertops with butcher block in them before, yes.
Wow. And were you happy with the way it looked, the final look also?
It looks pretty. I actually have a display that has an island that's in quartz, and then a portion of it is a butcher block to show how those two pieces go together. It's more of a drop zone area, which some people like, but you can also use it as a cutting board. I mean, over time, you do have the cuts in it, so it's not going to look as pretty longevity, but it's going to be useful.
That's okay. That adds character. Nothing wrong with adding a little character to your look. I don't think so anyway. Emma Siles with the Eagle River Cabinets. Why is it important that that business is part of the Headwaters Builders Association?
We have a lot to offer. We work with the local contractors and electricians, plumbers, and we just really help assist with the bigger portion of the project, which is your cabinets and countertops.
With so many different choices out there, why do you think that people that are looking for contractors and businesses to help get their dreams to come true, why should they go to the Headwaters Builders Association website first?
They're verified for doing good work, and they've just got like a seal of approval.
Yeah, all properly insured, so our property is protected as well. That's got to be important to most folks too, I think. Well, Emma, anything else you want to add about why people want to get their cabinetry, their countertops at Eagle River Cabinets?
With Eagle River Cabinets, you're not just getting a product, you're getting a service. You're getting a guarantee that we're taking the time and energy to focus on your project. Unlike the big box stores where they're just looking to make a sale, we're looking to make a relationship with our customers and our contractors.
I think in our short time here, Emma, I know about anybody else that's got a kitchen project in mind, but I do, and you've given me some great food for thought here this morning. I had no idea I had some of these options available to me, and so thank you very much for that personally, and I'm sure our listeners say the same. So, Emma, I really appreciate when you come on the radio here with us. Learn something every time. What are the regular hours at your stores, Eagle River Cabinets of Eagle River and Rhinelander?
Our Eagle River showroom is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and our Rhinelander showroom is open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Highway 70 West Eagle River, right on Stevens Street, Rhinelander. That's Eagle River Cabinets. And Emma, thank you very much for the time. Say hey to everybody up in Eagle River from Old Jeff in the morning, and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Emma Siles from Eagle River Cabinets on our Headwaters show here this morning, brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. That website is carpetcityonline.net. By Crossbridge Community Bank, that website, crossbridge.bank. Custer Design Building Contractors at custerdesign.com. That's Custer with a K, design.com. And Eagle River Cabinets of Eagle River and Rhinelander online at eaglerivercabinets.com.